article. He got on the radio, and any bastard that would call in says, oh, I found something in my backyard, and I think it's a something. Oh, really? Tell us all about it. And, blah, 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 blah. And then they go on and on and on and on, and then he builds this meme, and then somebody else finds it, and then they look for it, and then they go, oh, well, I was abducted. Oh, I had a, they inserted a cow in my rectum, and it was very uncomfortable, and they did it often. I miss that cow. You see, yeah. It's not logical from a progression, and it didn't give any bit of information. It was all of Howard Stern, shock jockey that he had.
Yeah,
all
yeah. Astronomy.
Clive, remember Clive?
Howard Stern, Clive astronomy Owen. Department.
Clive
astronomy,
Owens.
Looking at the telescope, looking for the skies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Clive Owens.
Yeah, he was an entertainer, that's for sure. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well,
I felt he was an entertainer too, you know, I guess now looking back at it too.
Well, let me just tell you something. If the only audience you got is on AM radio, there ain't much going on. I'm just saying. Just
Matt, under tech body conditions, everybody's an entertainer, and anything gets away is entertainment. Therefore, there's no entertainment.
And TikTok. And unlike Art Bell,
TikTok
you can actually, TikTok, you can shake your junk in gray sweatpants and make money. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
What about that? What about
that? We live in a democracy now. We live in a democracy now,
democracy.
Man.
Democracy? What? What's that?
expression of collective interest of everybody else for me.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna put Bernie Sanders in charge of Bob's new cabinet. It's gonna be great. Y'all gonna enjoy that. And we're gonna have communists. And they all gonna have four houses apiece, and they all gonna cost $1 million+. We're gonna be the richest socialist communist Mao dick sucking motherfuckers in the planet. They're gonna run out of houses because everybody's gonna get at least 3 multi-million-dollar homes. No.
You are connected in HD audio. Please record your name after the tone and press the pound key. The conference is in presentation mode. There are 15 parties in the conference.
That's not what we're talking about. G and Hi is left and right, the directions that you teach a mule to plow. All right. Have you ever chopped cotton with a hoe?
No.
A skull hoe.
Hey, guys, somebody says it's dead air. Been dead air for a while. So are we still dead air now? Sound is on, says Al. So somebody got zapped. Okay, continue, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, no, so anyhow, you got a skull hole. You got to learn how to, do you know how to lay a coin by?
Lay what?
Lay corn by. You have a furrow of corn. Do you know how to lay it by?
Oh yeah, yes I do.
Okay. Good. Now, then that's fine. So you know things, all right? So those things are important for your own individualness, but the actual doing of it. Now people don't even get out of their chair. They have, I can't say the word, it'll cause things. It'll order eggs out of the refrigerator. It'll turn on things. It'll make music play. If you say that word, you can't say those things because it's very sensitive. Listen to everything that's been said. You don't turn lights on anymore. You don't turn anything on. You don't do anything. It turns on the coffee. It melts the chickens out of the freezer. It does everything you need it to do. And you're so to the point now where you can't even get out of the bed. It's pretty disgusting. In your bed that has a multiple adjusting lifting, raise your feet, zero gravity, raise you up. If you're snoring, it automatically raises it up. So if you're lucky enough to sleep with somebody in your school bus, they won't be disturbing the neighborhood in your Posturepedic adjustable bed, Tempurpedic adjustable bed. It's very important, you see. Got to get the simple things down. So everybody's to that place. They don't even want to. They're so damn lazy now, they won't even go to the store. They want it delivered to their house. And they don't want a human being to touch it. Don't you touch it. Put it at my door. And now they got it with Amazon. They get you giving Amazon the code to your, what's an electric door that raises up where you pull your car thing?
Garage?
Yeah, that thing. That thing. Guess what happens there? What happens there is then they can put your packages in there so that the other people who's mad because you can get things from Amazon and they can't get things from Amazon, they don't go through your stuff and take the stuff out of the bottom of it. So you open the box and you think, oh, you've got a new thing. Oh, I ordered this thing. Yeah, I ordered it 5 minutes ago and it's here. So they reach through the bottom of the box and steal it out. So then you got an empty box and you have to call them. And then Amazon don't care. They say, oh, yeah, no, it happens every day. We'll just send you another one in 5 minutes later. There's another one there. It's such a comminutive position that no one's willing to do anything. They want to lay up and it makes them soft. But now what's happening, it actually goes against this thing, the thing you haven't been talking about that you should have been talking about, that we really wish you would have spoken about, which is what the alien conversation would have been, a very topically important, but don't think you're going to solve it now. This is, but you are a first timer, so we'll give you an ass pass on this one, maybe. What you should have been asking was, if this is really going to take place, and things are going to get as bad as they are, that you're questioning fossil fuels in the world. There's enough fossil fuels in the United States of America to do the whole world. Forever. There is enough natural gas. Now, I'm not talking about cow farts. We're not talking about flatulence. We're talking about natural gas in the ground to run a space force. You can send natural gas to the moon. Don't do that, though, because that mixed with plasma might not go over so well. But you got enough. They got extension cords that already runs to the moon, so it's easy to do from there. You see, that's how to get the radio footage back. So the point is become this is making the world uncomfortable. So now you are in a position where you're having to make choices that are uncomfortable. So now what's going to happen is in about 9 seconds, ascension is going to start looking sweet. You won't quit. You'll quit asking what I got to do to ascend. You'll get on with it. When you have to get out there and dig, well, let's be sweet. Oh, wait, this is happy, 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 happy. You know how to cook dandelion greens?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Are you able to find dandelion greens?
Yes.
Now, Amazon won't deliver it, so I don't know what you're counting on. I don't know what you're depending on, but the My point backyard. Becomes, really, all right, the point becomes you have to be able to do that. It becomes not comfortable, and the not comfortable is what forces you into a position to want something different, something better, something pleasant, something fine. You take things like bananas for granted. You don't know what has to be done to raise a banana, a year old. These bananas in these stores now, you know they're a year old. All of them. They're in a store. They're at least a year old. Because they never know. They hold them. They don't get ripe until you put them with another ripe one, like with the Hanks. They'll stay forever. Anyway, set that aside. These things that are taken for granted are going to force you into a compulsory position of ascension. It makes what we do look easy. Because everybody's laid up now. Oh, I got money. Bob gave us all in cashy money checks. We got money checks. We got canned food. We got everything. We are heated and cooled. And we got electric everything. We don't have to want for nothing. Everything is right. We don't even need a car. They'll just come and pick us up in the Goober. We're going to ride the Goober to town if we have to go see somebody for something. And that's fixing to cease. It's going to force you into a position where you have to, or you really start looking at ascension. Hard.
Yeah, Matthew Ion has been laying out how bad it's going to get. It's going to get so bad. He's determined not to talk about bad things anymore. He's just going to talk fluffy, good Pollyanna bullshit.
Yeah, kumbaya. Get loved up.
No more bad news.
Nice
last bad news is on the private session tonight. That's the last of it.
Now, what we're pointing out is the conditioned responses. Now, that's not bad. We say this is good. You see, just like, you know, when you used to go to the gym.
Yeah, that's what Scott didn't understand. He didn't understand that the bad news that he thought Ion was bringing to humans was good news. And of course, he was
the best news
ever.
They'd
never do
the best
news ever, Scott.
Because
you never realize, Scott. So fuck off.
They're laid up. They're laid up waiting on somebody else to go find your lost tent poles.
So learning, so like sharpening those skills on planting by hand and growing things, those are all good things. Those are things that we should all go back to.
No,
it's too late. It's too late. See,
too late
we,
to do
we
that.
We told you that. We
you
told you that.
Said,
we
you
told
gotta
you
drop
that.
The human clay
we
bag.
Told you that. We told you that in Fringe when we took the two snow globes with the worlds in them and they smashed them together and one of them broke and the other one didn't. Never did both of them break.
Right.
We told you that way back yonder. If you can't use it, it's too wet to plow now.
You check that with Alyssa.
It's
Alyssa should have told
to
you that. Your first date.
Too wet
your
to
first
plow.
Date,
it's
she
too,
should have
to
told
to
you.
Plow.
You hold her to that one. You owe
you
one.
Be
you
careful.
One.
You better stay on your you better stay on your best behavior because she'll throw you away like a bad
yeah.
habit now. This girl knows what she
she's
wants.
She's thrown away two, three men in the
you
past 2 years.
You better.
You're number
you better
four of you. Don't watch
right
what you're
now.
Doing, Matthew.
You better straighten up and fly right now because you're a homegirl that plays. She don't play now. And that thing, she's going to a bidet in a school bus. Oh, yeah.
She's not really
right.
from Minnesota that's anymore or wherever she was from, Indianapolis. Not really
know.
From there anymore.
Don't you know?
The Alyssa that came back to Vietnam was not the same Alyssa.
But she brought great tea, though. She brought great tea.
Okay.
From Hanoi. Okay. So now, that's a good little blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it meant. I hope you got something out of it because they said they couldn't listen to the show. We're going to listen too. We hope it goes good. It's all downhill from here, y'all. You don't need fuel if you're always going downhill. You don't need any forward motion or momentum. We're going to start riding a Newtonian wave of the mosaic of motion. The Newtonian wave of kinetic motion. That'd be fun. Won't need no gasoline then, no kerosene.
Are you still with us, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just taking it in.
He's taking it in.
He got a dose. Yeah. But that's good. You've listened a little bit, though, right? It's not too bad. It wasn't too hard. We can be rough on you now. We've laid some of them to... Where's Roxy? We laid some of them to buy.
Roxy, the teacher.
Some of them said bye. Yeah, bye. But we laid it by. Bye. It was a goodbye they had to say. That's what they said when we were out the door. They said goodbye. It was a goodbye. Goodbye. Yep.
Little Sarah, we didn't
how
spook
did
you,
like...
did we, Matthew? We didn't spook you.
What's that?
Little Sarah thinks we did.
No, I'm not spooking.
No, you're wrong there, little Sarah. Relax.
No, he's good. It just took him a long time to catch up. He's like his first time to the whorehouse. He didn't know what to expect.
But he figured it out before they closed.
Well, so far so good. So far so good. Okay, so now that gives you a pointed projection. Is that all you want to know about? Was this good for you?
Yeah. It's been helpful.
Excellent. That's excellent. Yeah. Don't come in here telling everybody what you want, when you want to go on, how long you want to go, and all that. Yeah, don't do that no more. It'll go bad. You got to ask pass this time. But you don't run this. You don't run this. Bob runs this. He'll let you know when you can come in. And you got to be on tailgate, too. Dragging
yeah.
us around here not talking about nothing. And you're going to come here. Well, I'm like an early engagement. I'd like to sit in the corner, not away, far away from the kitchen. I don't like those kitchen noises. Shit, you be getting a doggy bag. So anyway, yeah. Now we're poking at you to make sure you understand. An attitude of gratitude moves this world, just so you know. Because this train's moving either way. But an attitude of gratitude will get you a long way, promise. And you can ask everybody that or listen a little bit. You know, there's two or three. I think they got 2 or 3 hours in the archives, I'm sure. At least a good 3 hours is pretty decent.
Yeah, that was when Alan Steinfeld came on. He brought up the best in us.
Thirsty. I thought that was Matthew David Hurtado.
It was.
He brought the best
okay.
in us. That's good.
Very good, Matthew.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well,
thank you
soon.
For thanking us.
Okay, Beverly, Ian talks about you in the private session, but you can get a few questions in here for a few minutes. Don't drag it out.
Beverly, don't drag it out. Hey, darling.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm muted. Yes, darling, we are talking about you and to you. Isn't it great?
Okay. I heard the beep, but I didn't hear my name. Oh, thanks for letting me know.
What did he do now? He mute us now? Okay, go ahead. Hey, Danny, what's up?
Okay, I have a few questions. Let's see. well, first, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, was she arrested?
And it got out and then was arrested again.
Oh, really?
Who was that? Yeah. Beverly, who got arrested?
The SCOTUS bitch at the Supreme Court of the United States. And here's the reason. Now, wait, here's the reason. Here's what the news said. Here's what the mainstream media said. Because Neil Gorsuch wouldn't wear a mask, and he had his penis out, and he's like rubbing his penis on everybody. He wouldn't wear a mask. Well, as long as he's not going to wear a mask, I'm not coming to work. That's a lifetime appointment. I get paid either way. I ain't coming to work. That's why they're hiding her not being able to show up. Because she says, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. So, good. Because she don't have to go no more. Because she is.
Sotomayor.
Sotomayor. Mayor.
And she, what did she do? She got arrested?
She got arrested, and then she got out, and then they arrested her again.
Is she on her way to Guantanamo?
We got to be careful with that, because Bob's already getting bad mail, so we don't. The Department of Justice used to be something you could rely on. Not so much anymore. But we can give you enough. It's just amazing, this thing that the Yellow Dog Democrats was going to shut down. They was going to close. They was going to do it. They have spent $27 million on one wing adding on to the thing. They don't have enough room now. They're getting full. And they got no sand niggers in there no more. There's like 20 or something. That's the whole thing. But, boy, I mean, we got rooms with a view now.
Huh.
Get on with it. Go.
Okay. I'm looking for my questions here. Here they are.
Okay. Sure, I'll read them. I got them here. You want me to read them?
I just found them.
What caused me to get SIBO? What was different about the day that the pain stayed away? Is my ileocecal valve functioning properly? Do we need an appendix, gallbladder, or ovaries to ascend? And a quick question about living with cancer. Thank you so much. Sincerely,
yes,
Beverly.
No. Not necessary. It's overstated, and your electrolytes are off. And attention is the way to go. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that was fun. Thank you. Bob is so clever. Isn't Bob clever? It's amazing.
We can all look forward to what I read.
It's amazing.
The latest message to us. All. To all of us.
Yeah.
Back to you, Beverly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it amazing how often Bob has to tell you how clever he is? Isn't that amazing? how clever he is.
It's the only downer about being from, where am I from, Gerald? Arlo Guthrie or something? Otto Arena 54? I never can remember where I'm from. Let me see. There's Andromeda.
You're from
Galaxy.
A jackal's butt. You come from a jackal's butt. That's where you come from.
No, after that or before it. RT2T. Arco Solaris. What the hell is it? You don't know either, Gerald. What are you laughing at? What's the name of that? Where am I from, Beverly?
Where?
Arco Centauri.
Yeah.
Alpha Centauri. Is that what it is, Joe?
Yeah.
Alpha Centauri. Anyways, it makes it a problem. Nobody gets my jokes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because Bob's trying to tell the joke and he can't remember the punchline. It's just not funny after that, is it?
Always get lost on the way to the punchline.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Now, hurry up, Beverly. You're wasting time.
You're wasting time. Okay. We did all of our questions. What more you got, honey?
She's going to have to redo them.
Okay, let's start at the end here. You said you got to learn to live with cancer. So is that kind of like having someone that's always annoying you and the best thing to do is just ignore them and they go away? Is that
or
what you...
Embrace them and see what it is that's causing them to give you ire. See, Carolyn said y'all got this all wrong. Because of total fucked up biology. If you irritate Dr. Dean, she's going to invite you in. She's going to cuddle with you. She's going to get real close to you. You know why? Because she's going to find out what it is that's fucked up with you that's fucking her up. Because nothing fucks her up. Nothing. So she's going to get all in it. She's going to find out what the innuendo is. She's going to pretend to be sweet till she figures it out. And once she figures it out, okay, we're done with that now. Move on down the line. But she does have the sharpest machete in the shed and will prune at a given moment's notice. No trouble.
Wow.
And so that's the point. And so that's what you got to do. You got to find out how is it possible that a little human being could have any affect or effect on you at all in y'all? Okay? And how in the hell does another human being even decide what fucking cancer is? For Pete's sake. How do they know? Do they have cancer? Is that what cancer smells like? Okay, I'm not sure. But when you get out of balance, when this is what ascension is you're getting yourself out of balance so that you can have a new balance, like the tennis shoes. They're not Manolo Blahniks, but they're comfortable. They're New Balance, they're pretty comfortable. But they get to a point where you'll walk. That's what they're for, so you'll move. Because the Manolo Blahniks are good looking, but they're hard to walk on.
True, yeah.
So that's good. Okay. I like your hair.
It looks kind of good right now, but it's...
Yeah, it does. We know.
Yeah,
we like it.
Sure.
Shampoo and scents. That's shampoo and scents the bomb, ain't it, honey? We being cheeky. All right, so, okay, Nick, what else?
Okay, did I hear you say that in order to ascend, you must have an appendix and ovaries?
You do. Okay. You do.
Okay, so no surgery for me.
Well, it's not necessary. And if they take them out, you can grow them back. They tell you something funny. Jay doesn't cut his finger off, and it grew back. Took 3 days. It was very uncomfortable. Three days. He cut his finger off and it grew back.
How much of his finger did he cut off?
First joint. The first knuckle.
So three days?
And of course that's three horrible days. Horrible days. Yeah, not good days. And of course he bowed down and cried holy to the great physician. And Carolyn's response was, see, you just had to cut your finger off to prove you could grow one back. That's a good idea. We're like, damn, come on, where's that compassion? Where's that love? Where's that? No, you had to do it because you had to grow it back. So that's when Dr. Dean shines best with her tough love. She loves you to death, but you better be ready because that second round is pretty tight. But it's healthy because healthy now, I don't have to, guess what? It takes the cares of life out of it. You can cut my finger. I'll cut your goddamn finger. All right, cut it off. What are we talking? Why are we speaking about this? Cut the damn thing off. I'll grow another one. It's no problem with me. Well, why are you threatening me? Just do it. Do all that in a bag of chips. Let's go. See? And that's when Bert's arm starts slipping out his sleeve. But now, you have to be able to be balanced in yourself. Emotion is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. It'll make you afraid of things you shouldn't be afraid of. It'll make you move to places you shouldn't move to. It'll make you lose money, hoard money, buy money, stole money, da, 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 da. it'll make you do crazy things out of that fear of fear. Or maybe fear of loss, or fear of fill in the blank, you see. That's where that Eckhart Tolle and that stupid id got everybody messed up. But that was depending that everybody had to have the greatest thing that they could be. Well, we need to say this a different way. When little men come against us, and they say that we have no hope, and we say this, that, and we don't this, and this is ridiculous. The other side, the only thing that they're offering them is a nice, warm gravestone. So, if the best thing I got to offer you is a lead-lined vault for your casket in the cold, hard ground, or a nice tin jar to throw your ashes in, you know, that's always fun. That's fun. But anyhow, from that side, if that's the best thing I got to offer, the shit we got to peddle seems pretty good after a little while, because at least you got a chance.
Right.
It's refreshing. So, it's refreshing.
So is my appendix hanging in?
That's called apostolic faith and doctrine. Apostolic faith and doctrine. Good for you.
So my appendix is holding in there okay for now?
Sure, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. And if they want to cut it out, let them cut it off. It ain't big as a butter bean. So if they want to cut it out, cut it out. They can do it laparoscopically if they want to. Where they gouge you with a hot poker. Gouge you in there and then wrap that in and jerk that thing. Let them do whatever they want to do. Don't make no difference. Don't hurt nothing.
Yeah, but you said that you can't ascend without the appendix.
Right, but what Bob, the newsflash is that if they did jerk it out, it'll grow back.
But it sounds like we're leaving few years for Andromeda. It's not going to go back.
We don't know. We don't know years, but see, what is it? And now, what is that song, Bob's like, The Final Journey? I did it my, the Bob, what is it, Bob Saget's version of I Did It My Way? He had a real bad heart. And they lopped his damn head off. It's hard to live through a heart attack when they lop your damn head off. It's a hootenanny, I say. I guess you can grow another one, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Carol just asked, what happened to Bob Saget?
He's dead.
I know, but why?
He said he had a real bad heart. And he had a real bad problem. And somebody knocked his damn head off with a baseball bat. And it caused an embolism.
He was mugged?
They're suing. No, it was in his hotel room. We didn't say what he was doing in his hotel room. Now, that ain't none of your damn business. People's bedroom habits should be their own business. It's none of your damn business.
You knew he got hit in the head, Carol?
No.
They fell on his head. I ain't saying he got
bad. Yeah, he did. He fell on his head when they slapped him in the back of the head with a fucking bat.
he just couldn't come otherwise. It was the only way
that's
he could
right,
come.
Apparently. Now that was. You mean it? Say ejaculate. You get all you sloppy. You slop for a wordsmith. You sure are sloppy. You had to say.
No,
ejaculate,
I'm to the point. I'm to the point.
Is. That's not. He's so clever to the point. Lord have mercy.
So.
Or don't tell him where your G spot is, Bob. You want to G with the big boys? I guess you do. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
did you get all your questions in?
No, not yet. Can I go a little longer? Okay.
Don't ask. Just do it. You got a better chance. As long as you're talking about Bob, you can make it another 30 minutes if you just talk about Bob.
That's going to be
tough.
How that goes. Here it goes. Did I get the SIBO because of eating too much sugar?
No. There's nothing wrong with sugar. It's how your body processes sugar. That's what Dr. Dean has mastered now. But don't say nothing. Because we get accused of talking too much. We can't do that. So she's figuring out. It's not the sugar. It's how you make your own level of insulin resistance.
Okay. So if your insulin resistance is messed up.
You don't know what that means. You don't know what that means. Don't worry about it. News
okay.
at 11. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that because we can't sell it. If we tell it, then the Russians will try to beat Carolyn to the draw, and they haven't yet. So they can. But they're really good at trying to get patents. They're really getting good at their patents. Their Russian patents. Like, who gives a fuck about a Russian patent? What difference does that make? Anyway,
yeah.
We digress. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So why did I get SIBO? What was I doing that caused that?
You questioned. You listened to what we said. You took it to heart. And then for that one fleeting second, you questioned it. For that one fleeting question, you got the platitude, God is love, okay? But the vicissitude was, does God love me? So therefore, you had to prove it to yourself. And we think you pretty well successfully have, don't you?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, okay, then run with it another day or two and see how it goes, honey. But as soon as you do, then what you'll
What's
find out
box,
is...
Beverly, what's my P.O. box number?
I have no idea. Not a clue.
You don't know, okay.
You want to give it to me?
That didn't work, Carolyn. We're looking for it, see if anybody knew.
Ooh, boy, y'all, this must be the topic of the day. If Bob starts bringing up his home address, that's a bad day when he starts interrupting that. And somebody had to stop the presses. Somebody said the safe word. Bob, did you say the safe word?
Yep.
Not that I remember.
That's why the head was successful.
Oh, okay. That's like James Brady was going to a party and he said he had half a mind not to come.
So.
See, your audience. Bob, your audience doesn't know who he is. You know that, right? James the Brady Bill. That's why we said it, so you know. James Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Reagan's point man.
9675.
Did you get the point?
96753.
Okay, 8675309.
8675309. Hey, Hawaii, 96753. There's all.
90210.
L. Osiris Moria.
Yeah, 90210 and a half.
Got it. Okay. One more thing. This pain that I get every day, same time, it comes, it gets really bad, and then it goes away, and I spend the rest of the day kind of recovering from it.
That's when I dive into the cold water. That'll only go on for another month or so, water to get warm again.
There was some day that
we didn't even
don't
know
think
it.
He don't crack.
Didn't even know
he
how tuned
good.
In you were.
He sounds good. He sounds good. He sounds good, but don't believe him. He cries like a bitch the whole time until he gets used to it after he gets to it. He's crying, moaning, taking him to wear a fur coat. He won't know if he can wear a fur coat, an ermine coat, to the ocean. It's crazy. I don't know what that would good it would do.
I stuck my foot in freezing water once, and my whole foot just cramped up like it's crippled. I can't do cold.
You should try magnesium. That'll help with that. Take that lactic acid out. Or you could just avoid sticking your feet in nice cold water. That's a good place.
No cold showers for me.
Here's the fun. If that's what it takes to get you right, then it would be all right. See, there's the rub. You have these preferences. This is what we're talking about. You have these preferences that you have conferred on your inferred position. Oh, I can't take that. Oh, we're so glad. If we listen to Dr. Carolyn Dane's show one more minute and talk about the people that were compromised or were sensitive, I always want to blow our brains out. You get the most crazy thing. Well, we can't do your product because I'm sensitive. I smelled the bottom of magnesium and it was like I took 9 gallons of Lamotil and I didn't know what I was going to do after that. It was just, see, it's like, come on now. It's not that way, number one. And number two is not that capacity, because that's sensitive. It's why the solution won't work. So if it takes an ice bath to get you right, you'd do it in a second. So don't have this position. Oh, no cold for me. Oh, no, 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 don't you know. Don't be doing all that. Because that's the whole point. That's the same thing. Oh, I'm not going to buy no damn eggs when I have a machine that'll order eggs out of the refrigerator. Well, three eggs will be, oh, order some eggs. Eggs will be here in a minute. They'll be here on the way, on the way. Then you get nine texts that the eggs is on the way, what shape they was in, how the chickens felt when they laid the eggs, and it was beautiful, what they ate, the general stable diet they were fed while they were eating, and they washed all of the natural covering off the eggs. So now you have to refrigerate them because you'll get, what is that, botulism or strychnine?
Right.
Or what's that awful? Yeah. What's that, staphylococcus or schlep or something, something. But all they have to do is just, you get the shit off the eggs, of course, but you don't wash the coating off the egg. Then they're, like, protected. But
yeah,
we're real smart. We've got it all figured out.
Why don't they just not wash them? And they last just as long as if they were refrigerated, right?
They last longer. They last longer because they have, you can sit them out on the counter. Julia Child will whoop your ass. Julia Child would whoop your ass if you tried to bake something with a hot egg, with a cold egg. Oh, Lord Jesus. She says, unless the chicken is in Alaska, there'll be no cold eggs in my baking dishes.
Well, maybe when the electricity goes down, the refrigeration goes out, they'll just ship eggs and they won't wash
good.
The refrigerator.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ovums for everybody.
Okay, back to this question. There was one day that this pain did not happen. What did I do differently that day that I didn't have it?
You embraced it. That one day you were ready for it. You almost set your day to be that way. Oh, and I can't do this. Well, I got to hurry and do that. Or I got to, I got to be there on time. And I know it's going to be earth-shatteringly crippling or blah, blah, blah. And you got ready for it, so it's like, okay, we're done with that.
So,
that's the difference. That's the difference in this kumbaya. Because, Karen has taken over the show. I don't know what's going on. See, Karen would say, don't give it any attention. We say, that works sometimes. But if it doesn't work, in your case, then give it full undivided attention. Max it out.
Mm-hmm.
Blast it out. Blast it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah,
what happens is your body will respond in kind. It has no choice. That's how you got into shape in the first place. Right?
Bye.
See?
Careful
continuum of nothing befalls me. Nothing bad befalls me. I have no problems. Everybody likes me. Everybody loves me. I can talk on Bob's show anytime I want to. I don't have to do anything and I can ascend. And I have a helpmate all over my place that makes everything work perfectly for me. And those affirmations, if that's what you call them, if they work, groovy. Okay, great. But if your shoes never wear out, there's no reason to ever need a new pair of shoes. And often a new pair of shoes is very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to embrace both sides of it. Balance. Now, if it's working, then you don't even need this. Work it out. You see what I'm saying? Create your own salvation. If it's working, great. But the times it don't, it's in the time of trouble that you need sustaining. Well, people have very little need of a doctor.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
That was good. You did good, and see if you talk about my Bible a little bit more. I'll give you another minute. But you better hurry.
Let's see. Is this elemental diet killing off the bacteria?
Say the word again. Elemental.
Is this elemental diet killing off the bacteria like it's supposed to?
For you.
Say that. Yeah.
For you, elemental diet for you. See, we have to be careful because if we say that everybody run and get the elemental diet and do all this crap, and it's crap, it's a crap diet, but it's shocking your system a little bit, so it's working for you a little bit. But for everybody else, we would never suggest it. But you're in it now. You're into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. So go ahead with it. But we can't see other people listen, and this will be on and on and on. And then Eugene says, oh, I got to get the elemental diet. What is the elemental diet? I got to see about it. No. It's just shocking your system to a point where you can have a response level to change the beta blood work that you're not even having done. But that changes that. So that's good. Go do it. Do it till you can't stand it, and then go get some chocolate. Do it till you can't do it, and then go get some chocolate.
Then I just get cooked all over them. I know, it's good.
Oh, well,
but
whatever. Whatever. Hooks, crooks, stook, look. You know, people get this all hooked up. Well, I'm going to eat clean. Well, they might as well be dead. If you don't live, if you don't have something to be sorry about, you're not doing anything.
But the trouble with having just one piece of chocolate cake is it sets me up for having another one. Real soon, and it's just a downhill slide.
You can make things that are not bad for you that have all those things that taste good now. You see? And you can't say that cacao is bad for you, because we can give you some cacao that's the most bitter, yucky, terrible. You know, like that carrot, the chocolate that Bob eats. That's the most disgusting stuff in the whole wide world. It's bitter. It's like 99.5% cacao. Ugh,
terrible.
It's chocolate. Terrible. It's chocolate now. Shit. Yeah, but you'd have to go lay in a sugar bath. You'd have to have a sugar salt scrub to get it down or eat something to go with it. You see, take Bob's chocolate and dip it in Eagle Brand sweetened milk and then eat it. Now, that might be That might be pretty good. Do you remember the days when you'd make something?
Okay, that's it. Tupelo with Beverly.
And eat the rest. And eat the rest.
Let him go on and on about nonsense. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't be a food police snob. Enjoy yourself.
I don't want to be, but maybe it's the sugar with the chocolate that's a problem.
Get yourself right and then balance it. You don't have to have all these projectile positions. You somehow staggered through this fucking thing called life so far, so let's do that. You'll be all right.
Yeah, listen to what Ian says about you on private session.
That's good. You were topical. Oh. You were topical. You were topical. And you've been peeping around with JW about as much as Bert has lately. It's been great fun. This has caused you to become an introvert. And that introvert has focused and increased your connective power.
Muting.
You like that? That's a new. Mute us too.
Okay, this is dedicated to Steve Podeshi, whoever that is. He was on here during the Bob's birthday, and he praised Ion. Then he said, "But I made one bad prediction. He thought Trump would win in 2020. No, this is you for this. I don't know who Steve is. Don't know if he ever come back, but we're playing this once a show until he acknowledges it.
This is a session with the great Bob Dobbs and the great assistant, Dr. Carolyn Dean, one of the best aides I ever had. And it's for a session and Ion, one of our great buddies. And it is for October 29th. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 11:36 a.m. Hawaii time with Dr. Dean as usual. I will rest and do things in the kitchen. All right. Greetings, Ion.
Howdy.
That sounds like, so now it'll be applied to people. It'll mix with the virus, the bacteria already in them. No, the antibodies, and they're doomed.
Correct.
They'll be exiting. Okay. Is Trump unaware of that? He just wants to get a vaccine as soon as possible?
He's going to be the viceroy, and after that, he don't care. He says people die every day. A lot of Democrats listen to, so whatever. He don't care.
Okay. Is he going to win on? Is he going to win on Tuesday?
No.
Okay. Is Biden going to win?
Oh no. No, certainly not.
There'll be a screw up in the counting, or it won't. No, nobody
yeah.
will know.
It'll all be the contesting will be contested. You know how they do. It'll go on.
So we won't even get an inkling
man,
on.
He says, I won. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Yes, I am. No, I ain't. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, then go on. And then, of course, Jake Tapper will have a nervous breakdown, but that kind of goes with the course, doesn't it?
The greatest prediction of the 2020 election.